This is an MUT Radio podcast.
19 minutes after 9 o'clock. Jamanji Song and we morning spotlight. Sipete U Innocent Shezi. On the line. So we are going to be speaking about E. Martha's, right? The Music on the Hill Awards, which collaborates with Ikumisa for the road to the second annual Music on the Hill Awards Music Workshop. This workshop will be held this Saturday at Kumisa offices in Durban, KwaZulu-Natal. And to tell us more about this, we are joined by Innocent Shezi, who is the Executive Director of Music on the Hills Awards. Sawubona, Innocent.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning to your listeners as well.
How are you doing today, sir?
I am doing fantastic. I'm doing fantastic. And thank you so much for having me this morning.
And thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Can you briefly introduce yourself to our listeners? Usitshele ukuthi, what inspired you to start Shezi Entertainment and the Music on the Hill Awards?
Well, like you said, my name is Innocent Shezi. I am someone who's very passionate about the music industry, the music business. The Music on the Hill Awards was a concept that we launched in 2023, trying to really formalize and trying to bring something new in terms of how we honor artists and those that are within the music industry, whether it be songwriters, producers, promoters, publicists, and so on, which abantu baningi that make up this ecosystem, which is the music industry. So we needed to bring in something new and a new awarding ceremony ezokwazi ukuthi izocelebrate bonke abantu that are contributing to this music industry of ours and that are helping us to develop it and to make it what it is. So we sabona ukuthi with the awards that we have, as much as they're doing fantastic things in honoring our artists, but we need something that can bridge yabona the gap ukuthi izokwazi uku honor those that are not being honored. But you know, we believe that they are the engine of the music industry. So it is very important to bring labo bantu nabo into the center stage and also to also honor them. So that is why we started the Music on the Hill Awards in 2023. And since then, we've been growing and growing and trying to reach, you know, different areas where we can try and actually introduce this concept. When the show with Bonka Bantu can be able to participate in the Music on the Hill Awards.
That's actually fantastic. Because I wanted to also ask you, Uguti, what exactly are the Mortars? And as well as what do you feel makes them unique to South Africa's Music Award landscape?
Yeah, you know, because, you know, when we look at the South African Music Awarding scene, it is not often representative of what we see in South Africa. Because what makes, I think, the Music on the Hill Awards so different is the fact that, you know, we are introducing a regional representation. So, you know, we are coming in with that regional representation, which means we are trying to bring in ama different provinces nabo to participate in their own equal footing. As Njengoba was, this weekend we are doing this workshop in Durban. Yeah. It is because we are trying to engage the music industry within KwaZulu-Natal and trying to bring them able to be on board with the Music on the Hill Awards. So that's the kind of thing that we are bringing in, is to ensure which AMA artists that are up and coming artists, independent artists that are trying to build and trying to grow within the music industry, bringing these platforms to be close to them, bringing these platforms which are to the number, and that is detached from there and that is detached from where bona they are, but trying to bring it closer to them with the Nabubawas to participate equally and to also make sure with Nabo they can be able to be awarded and to be seen and also to be developed. The music workshop that we're doing this weekend is focusing on trying to develop these artists.
That's actually wonderful. And speaking of collaborations, this coming weekend, you guys are partnering with Kumisa. Can you tell us more about this Road to the Mortars initiative?
Yes. So this Road to the Mortars initiative is because we are trying to actually engage different provinces. So we have started with KwaZulu-Natal first, and to try and engage artists within KwaZulu-Natal, because we know that KwaZulu-Natal has a very wide variety of creators. We have, in this province, we've got abantu abenza umaskandi, we've got abantu that do house music, we've got abantu that do gospel music, we've got a wide variety of musicians and people that would love Nabo to see themselves at some stage of their careers being awarded and at some stage of their careers being seen. So the Road to the Mothers is really a workshop that is going to be developing Ama artists, giving them tips. But we've brought through a band that play different roles within the music scene that are going to be bringing in different expertise that can be able to actually help them to be actually to grow and for them to be able to get information as well as ukuthi basize, for them to be able to make sure ukuthi when they record music bazokwazi ukuthi benze music ozokwazi ukuthi from ubasise from one step to another. That is one of the biggest things that we're trying to do, but also to network. Networking is very, very important. Goba, I was with you when you are there, who could you meet? You could possibly could meet someone that you can collaborate with and do good songs with them. You could meet someone who can possibly be able to open up a door for you that has been closed for a very long time. So we are trying to make sure it is not just about giving AMA awards, but it is also about developing AMA artists. So that is why we said, let us come to eThekwini and start with KwaZulu-Natal first. And let us make sure Utama artists in KwaZulu-Natal now will have their own fair share of what is happening in the music industry. If you're an artist within KZN, for you to Gauteng or for you to go to the Western Cape, but you can, within KwaZulu-Natal, initiatives like this can come to you and you can be able to get, key information and be able to meet the right people and be able to actually ask questions to abantu that are within the music industry that can actually help you to grow and to become the artist that you want to be. So that is why this workshop is so important that is happening on Saturday and Sunday.
I actually love the fact that you also serve as a platform for networking for artists to also just engage with other people that are within the music industry.
I
think also networking is also just a part of, because I think music is also just a business beyond just artistry as well.
Of course.
Right. So I just want to, can you take us through the importance of understanding the business side of the music industry?
Yeah. Understanding the business side of the music industry is key, because the music business is literally what it is. It's the music business.
Yeah.
So for you to be able to actually understand that is the wheels that will allow you to be able to proceed and to be able to grow and to be able to succeed within the music industry. So if you actually have those key elements of understanding how the business works, such as registering of music, AMA CMOs, being able to understand how to access funding, being able to understand how artist management works, being able to understand how to actually record and release your music is very, very, very important key aspects that can actually help artists be able to succeed and to grow. So the music business is the core fundamental of how artists can grow and how artists can succeed. But having a voice on its own, having the talent on its own is never enough, but you also need to have the mindset and the understanding of Uguti, mentor, how does it work? How does this music industry thing work? And specifically within the context of South Africa. Also looking at the context of KwaZulu-Natal and saying, Uguti, in KwaZulu-Natal, what is there that can actually help me to grow? But also when I look at this thing nationally, what is there that can also actually help me to grow and to be able to become the artist that I want to be? Because the music industry is very, very competitive. The music industry is very, very difficult to succeed in if you're just going to push yourself with just e-talent a lot. However, we see a lot of artists that can record music, but umbona umuntu esehleli with a song and the song becomes dormant and it just sits there and they're not able to grow it and to be able to take it to the people because I believe they lack the understanding of the music business. So Guti, how can I get my music out there? How can I engage the fans? How can I make sure I am a brand that I want to be? And also how to brand yourself. How can you be the perfect artist that you, when you are meant to be, and not to try and emulate abanye abantu? So we're going to be trying to break those kinds of stigmas and trying to align our artists with themselves and who they are, individuality, becoming an individual and being able to see who you are and what you can achieve as an individual and as an artist. So the music business is key. It's key, really, in trying to being able to succeed within this business.
No, I like that. Can you just take us through the caliber of guests that you are going to have in this workshop?
So the workshop will be attended by quite a number of people. We've also got the team from UMISA that we have actually partnered with that is also going to be presenting on a couple of topics that the people that are going to be attending that they're actually here on the day. We've got myself there. Also, I'll be unpacking a lot about the Music on the Hill Awards. We've also got our Mothers Council chairperson who'll be actually unpacking on the Mothers Council, which is another entity of the Music on the Hill Awards that actually now looks at judging and that looks at, you know, taking the Music on the Hill Awards to different provinces and making sure Wuti artists in different provinces are also included. We've got Tobisin Talane, who is a very legendary jazz voice that is also doing some great things within KwaZulu-Natal. We've got him coming through. We've also got the deputy mayor of eThekwini, who will be coming through to also give us a speech in terms of what probably eThekwini can do to actually help artists and actually help up-and-coming artists and actually help independent artists to succeed and to grow. So we've got a different, you know, a lot of people that are going to be serving and speaking on different topics that I believe as someone who's there, you will learn a lot, but you'll also be able to meet a lot of great people that can actually be able to help you grow and become better and better in what you are doing as an artist.
I love that. I love the fact that the deputy mayor as well will be attending.
Yes.
That shows that this is something that's going to go somewhere. They're also taking it seriously as well as a province.
Of course.
How can artists get involved or register for the workshop if they would like to attend?
Well, the workshop beginning of the week was fully booked, but we said, Norman, we can't just fully book it. We have to open up more seats to allow more people that want to attend.
Yeah.
So for those that are listening now that would love to be a part of it, I would encourage them to visit our pages, search Music on the Hill Awards, or they can actually go on our website, which is mothers.co.za, and they'll be able to get information there, and then they can register to be actually to participate on Sunday specifically, because we've decided to open up more space on Sunday. So if you are an artist listening and you would like to come through and you are available on Sunday, definitely come through. There's still more space available on Sunday. They can just go on our pages. I would say specifically if they can go on our Instagram page, they'll get more information there, and then they'll be able to actually register.
I love that. So you've also honored artists like Oza Machobe, Osisi,
yes.
Mandi Satlanga, Aboli Sanda Mcinga.
Yes.
What do such recognitions mean for the growth of local talent?
You know, honoring those artists for us was very pivotal, because it showed that what we are trying to do in terms of bridging the gap between independent artists and growing artists and the legends that have done this thing, and the key element of networking really lives within what we are trying to do, because we are trying to bring in the legends and the veterans of the music industry to come in into the same space as the young ones, to come in the same space as those up-and-coming artists, and to network and to share ideas. But for us, it's also very important, because if we honor those people, we are actually honoring the legacy, their legacy, and what they've done in the music industry. Because when you look at those people that you've mentioned, they've got amazing work that they've done. They've contributed to some of the most monumental stuff and music that we've heard and seen within South Africa. But the recognition on their side has been very, very limited. So we are very much proud, and we're going to keep on pushing that banner of honoring people that are veterans, that are doing great things, that though we see that the recognition is lacking, but the work that they've done is iconic, is legendary, and should be celebrated, and to try and bring them on board as well, to also network with the young ones and to share expertise, Nabo, that they can share with them, to also make sure with Nabo, the ones that are coming may also will probably not make the same mistakes maybe that they have. They can learn from them, because to us, that is key. The Music on the Hill Awards is not just about awarding, but it's about equipping our artists. And we believe that honoring those people has really, you know, been a great thing, that I believe some of the artists that have been nominated and that have won awards, they've learned from those experiences and from those legends that we've also honored.
Oh, that's lovely. In closing, just before I let you go, can you just leave us with your social media platforms? You've mentioned Instagram as well as a website that the people who are interested can go to. So can you just repeat those platforms?
Okay, so our social media platforms are Music on the Hill Awards. If they just search that, they'll find us either on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, and or they can even go on our website, which is mothers.co.za. So that's motha.co.za, and then they'll be able to find us there.
Okay. No, thank you very much, Innocent Shezi, for giving us your time. We will see you during the weekend.
Oh, definitely. Thank you so much.
All right. Cheers.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.